Welcome to Rediscover, where we embark on a journey to rediscover Jesus
and how he continues to transform our hearts.
I'm Darby.
And I'm Kara. And today we're going to be talking about this podcast and why we started it and what it's all about.
Yeah. So my name is Darby Richards. I'm from Sandy, Utah, just right over there, a couple minutes up the street, like 20, but
yeah, not really a couple minutes.
20 minutes up there, but I live in Orem, and I'm in cosmetology school,
same thing,
and I just got home from the summer. I was doing sales, call me a sales bro. Or don't, actually.
Don't stop listening now.
We're getting there. Keep listening, please.
Deserve food.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I just got back from the summer, and so I'm just, like, still getting in the swing of things. But I'm happy to be here.
And I'm Kara Fackrell. Obviously, I'm really quick to laugh really hard. That was hard to overcome. I love to laugh. I love Jesus. Anyways, I am from St. George, Utah, and I moved up here for school. I'm going to be a nurse, and I just got married about 2.5 years ago, and me and my husband just had our first baby Christelle. She's so cute. We love her.
She's so cute.
She's a little angel. We're hoping that she doesn't cry. She went down for a nap about an hour ago, so any minute.
Can I get loose quick?
But yeah, we're starting this podcast, and we're so excited. We met each other on the mission in Tucson, Arizona.
So we were companions for 1 week, but when I first got into the mission, we were in the same apartment.
Yeah.
We had her companion, me and my companion, and we became friends really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun. My first impression of, at the time, she was Sister McAfee.
Not
crazy.
Anymore.
Fat Mac. That's a different story.
Yeah,
tell you later. Another time. But
she's laughing at Fat Mac now.
Fat Mac just had a mini Mac.
Baby, I did. She's so cute.
She's cute. But my first impression of Kara was, I remember Kara loves thrifting, and so
I do.
She was wearing her cute little thrift outfit. And I don't remember exactly what I thought of you at first. I was just so, like, new, didn't know what was going on, but...
Yeah.
But I do remember when we were becoming close friends, like, seeing your perspective of Jesus helped form my perspective of Jesus and helped build that foundation.
Sweet. So. I loved it. I loved seeing Darby because it was... She was brand new to the mission. She was just being trained and just came in, and I'd been serving for, like, 6 months. I didn't have too much time on my hands at that point, but... I was kind of, like, in a little bit of a rut, I would say, at this point of my mission. Like, I feel like I was just kind of, like, doing what I thought was right, and that maybe there wasn't any other way that I should be doing it. Like, I just kind of felt like this is it. And then Darby came, and she came to live with us, and she was my companion, but we did have a lot of times where we would do some kind of service opportunity together or go out and teach all four of us, depending on the situation. And I quickly realized in Darby that she had absolutely no fear to share the gospel at all. I distinctly remember a time where she's like, roll down the window. And she is like proclaiming the good news of the gospel out the window as we're driving past someone. And I loved it. And this, like, not even just that moment, but I love that she had no fear to tell people about Jesus and to share his good news and to share his love and to share who he is and was to anybody. And I remember at that point feeling like, this changes everything for me. Like, Darby kind of changed everything for me and how I wanted to not only live as a missionary, but how I wanted to live the rest of my life. And that I never wanted to be shy down or be shy about sharing Jesus because he's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I know he's the greatest thing that ever happened to Darby. And I think he's the greatest thing that has happened to, that will ever happen to all of us. And so that's part of why we're here and wanting to talk more about him with you guys.
Thanks, Carrie. That was so sweet. I don't remember that.
I do. I distinctly remember.
You'll have to paint a picture for me later so I can remember.
Is there a white man? Anyways, another story for later.
Yeah, another story for another time. But about, like, how this podcast came to be, like, why we're here. It was about a year and a half ago, a little bit more, when I was just going through a rough time. Again, I want to talk about that on a different episode and, like, the things that I was going through and how Jesus helped me through it. But it was just a time of, like, rediscovering Jesus and hope and my own faith and life and literally everything, because it was such a rough time. And I remember thinking about, like, all these people who couldn't afford, like, therapy. I really needed therapy at the time. And I was thinking about all these people that couldn't afford it and how, like, I felt so much sorrow for those people. And so I was thinking of a way that I could, like, raise money to help people like that. And the Lord just, like, gave me this idea of a clothing brand, which was super random. I never thought about that. And so as I was trying to think of a name for it, I remember laying in bed one night and I was just like, okay, like, just my mind is going, thoughts are running. And I was like about to fall asleep and I'm thinking about, like, the things that I was rediscovering, how I just said that I was rediscovering everything. And that word rediscover, like, stuck in my mind. And it was just like this light bulb. It was like, yes, that's what I need to, like, call at the time this clothing brand. And I even, like, I didn't want to forget this word, so I, like, used my girl Siri. Oh, that's why she turned off. I was literally like, hey Siri, text, I said my brother. Siri, stop.
Yeah. She gets a little excited.
Siri's on now. Bye, Siri. Anyway, so I told her to text my brother, and I was just like, text the word rediscover so that I don't forget it. And I totally forgot about it. And then the next day I go to text him and I saw the word and I was like, oh my gosh. So then that word has just, like, stuck with me and, like, emulated, like, how all of our lives are. And then I thought of this idea to start a podcast. Well, I didn't think about it. The Lord impressed my mind during general conference, like, 6 months ago. And I just kept thinking about it all summer, and I was trying to think if I wanted to do it by myself or with somebody else. And every time I thought about doing it with someone else, I thought about Kara. And so I think it was, like, last week.
Yeah.
Like, right after conference. Or was it?
The day after
was
conference.
Was it Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
It was literally on Monday, and it's Friday. It was on Monday, and I was like, I just impulsively was like, Kara, like, let's start a podcast.
And it was so funny. I was, like, on my phone when she texted me that. And so I just see, like, Kara. And I was like, yes. And she's like, yeah, let's start a podcast. And I was like, that's not what I was expecting.
So random.
But I was like, tell me about it. Like, sure. I wasn't necessarily opposed to it. I never thought about starting a podcast. But so then I ended up just calling her. And I'm like, Darby, tell me what you're thinking. Like, you want to start a podcast? And why'd you think of me? But anyways, she's so nice. She told me all these things. And we started talking about Jesus, and we're like, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't we start a podcast about Jesus and sharing his good news and his gospel? And so, anyways, I hung up with Darby and told her, sure, I'll do it with her. And I didn't, like, think too much of it other than it was, like, a good idea. And then my husband was like, Kara, do you realize what just happened? And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, that was just an answer to your prompting. And I was like, what? It's funny how fleeting promptings can be, mm-hmm. if you're not reminded. And anyways, Sterling reminded me that's my husband's name, that in general conference the day before on Sunday, I had a prompting during one of the talks, and it was so random and so clear, and it was, you need to start something to share Jesus and his gospel to the world. And I was like, okay. And I'm, like, a very creative person, and I love to, like, write and make jewelry, and so I'm thinking of all these things of, like, creating a Jesus pendant or, like, writing a book, and I'm telling my husband these things, and I'm like, I wonder what it could be, and I just, like, wasn't getting any inspiration. I mean, this was just in that moment, that same day, but then the very next day, Darby texted me that, and my husband Sterling was like, that is an answer to your prompting. That's what you're supposed to do. And I was like, wow, like, gave me the chills, and still gives me the chills a little
Deuces.
Bit to think about that. God really worked through both me and Darby to impress upon our minds to do the very same thing. And I thought it was cool too. It's like, Darby told me in the moment that I was ready for it. Had she told me 6 months ago, I don't know if I would have accepted it. And had she told me a year ago, I don't know if I would have been ready. You know, like, she told me when I was ready and when God had prepared me. And so I thought that was really,
that's crazy.
Really amazing.
That's really cool. I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that. I haven't thought about that either, so right now.
That's awesome. God is so good.
He is so good.
I love him. So, what we kind of want to talk about as we go through this podcast journey is, like, rediscovering Jesus. Obviously, he's the focus and always should be the focus of our lives, but rediscovering him, rediscovering hope and faith, and just, like, literally everything, and not only our experiences but other people's experiences as well.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear more from you guys about how Jesus has come into your life, and we want to, like, really dive into the different ways he comes in and who he is. You know, we were talking about just recently his many titles of Redeemer and Savior and Healer and Friend, and, you know, just all the amazing titles. And we want to go through Jesus and rediscover who he is in all those different ways and different aspects in our lives.
Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to, like, embark on this journey with each other and with you guys, and we're so excited to, like, see who watches.
Yeah.
Who decides to listen. Go ahead and follow our Instagram. It'll just be Rediscover. We'll link it in, like, our bio, and our podcast will be on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. And yeah, we're just really excited.
Yeah, we just want you guys to know that Jesus loves you and that he's here for you. And that no matter where you're at on your faith journey, where you're at in your life, that he's still there and that he's never going to give up on you. And he's always going to be your biggest fan and your number one supporter and your greatest friend. And so we hope that you can feel a little bit of him through this podcast. We don't want it in any way to be about us, but to be all about him. Because he is everything to us. And we love you guys, and we love Jesus.
Jesus loves you.
And Jesus loves you.
Thanks for watching.
See ya.
Bye.